Blog Talk Radio.
You know,
hi, this is Seth Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover design. My album covers a lot of them. Design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I wanted to say that I had a lot of issues, you know, and a lot of things in my life. But I think some of it could be misunderstandings, how I come across or whatever. But I had to live my life on my own terms. But I also realized I want to get things, that things, it's time to bury the hatchet. The past is over. So, you know, I had problems, you know, with the living out landing in my building and some individuals. All I can say is with landing, you know, I had no attractions to anybody, you know, and there was no intentions of trying to cause, you know, fighting or whatever. But I have no problems with anybody over there, whoever I met. Let's just bury the hatchet and move on. You know, even though I had no attractions and no problems with anybody over there, it's time to move on. It's 21, 22 years. You know, life is too short. You know, it's about 2024. You know, and if there's any grudges or anything, you know, all I can say is there's none. Move on. You know, I have no trust in anybody at, you know, 80 Anylanda or that building, and that has to be out of my head. Kind of like a spiritual thing of just cleaning out negativity. And the same thing with Bowles, you know, same thing with Landon. There was no attraction to anybody over there. As far as Landon and Bowles, I had no friendships. I still, you know, whatever problems, I had no interest in anybody there. Whatever problems, just bury the hatchet, move on. You know, it's kind of like, you know, there was no interest in anybody at 14420 Road Street or the nearby area. It was just strangers, just like Landon, strangers. But, you know, now it's time to, like, when I realize the problems coming from that, you know, the negativity, you know, it's just like in my psyche and the people just stop, you know, just look at where the doubts move on. Well, I don't have no friendships. I had no interest in being friends with anybody on land in the boats. I have no grudges, you know. It's just they're strangers. You had to let it go. You had to let it go. Let it go, move on. That was also a time period, 2001, 2004, where, you know, I did compilations and was also, you know, the Sunset Strip. I played the Cook of the Teaser. And, you know, whatever, ill-fated or whatever, I had to let that go. You know, I still got the compilation, you know, with my songs that I was doing because I was like a rock artist. It's nice to have a CD to remind what I've done, you know, to be sent it to a record label, but I had to let that go out of my psyche. It's over. Move on. Same with whatever work I was doing, stepping in the center or whatever situations I had, you know, it's like clean my psyche, bury the hatchet, you know. Don't fight no more. Just let it go. You know, it's the same thing with anything else in the past, you know, like 1987 or 1989 or 1981, whatever, you know, you have to let it go because the past is over. You know, the past is over. I realized that life is too short and I have to be a better person, but, you know, you can't hold grudges. And that includes whatever happened with, you know, my mom and aunt or whatever, with my dad's situation or whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. let it go, move on, cleanse the cycle. I have no grudges. I have to move on. You know, life is too short. I don't know how long I'm going to be on this planet, but I'm going to try to continue to go for my dreams and continue to expand my horizons. But that's, you know, that was a period where there were endings and beginnings. And then, you know, that group, anything about that group, that jam band, that was nice. Could have been more, but you had to move on. Move on, you know. But the last 21, 22 years is like, let it go. You know, even with my dad's situation in 1996, he died. And, you know, the sad thing is, you know, whatever happened, you know, it's not worth holding a grudge. So it's kind of like cleanse the soul. I have no animosity no more. I had to let it go. It's like cleaning my psyche and cleaning my soul. All those things are over. You know, it's like you had to start anew and realize that life is too important. You know, you can't be a child. You know, or hinder my spiritual and emotional progress. I'm an artist, but I'm also intellectual, but I realize, you know, life is too short. You know, besides my dad, there was another person that I respected that had passed away, you know, in the past 15 years. So may his soul be at peace. You know, it's you know, we have to move on. But some things can, you know, positivity. I'm also going to try to be more aware of how I act, you know, because, you know, I did nothing wrong. But, you know, I also realized that the way I act was just my way of dealing with things. And I don't care who's wrong or right. I don't want to fight no more. Remember that song by Tina Turner, I Don't Want to Fight No More. So it's, you know, time to let go. You know, it's about peace, inner peace, and cleansing of what goes on around me. For me to go to the next level of awareness on this planet. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be, you know. So I'm going to continue my music, you know. My hand has, I had an injury with my hand. So I haven't been able to play my keyboard. I have to play my keyboard. I had to write a song. I played a, I wrote a song, and it's so inspiring. In fact, I wrote 500. If you look at my be on my account, I have 509, 510 songs. I felt I actually wrote thousands since I've been out here in L.A. I wrote several thousands, and that is that. I also know that when I talk about stuff, about problems related to home, or if I talk about stuff in previous podcasts, just keep it in context, you know? You know, so I have my way of expressing myself. If I sound too odd or too way out there, well, that's my way of expression. It's very honest and truthful from my standpoint. I'm not trying to appease anybody. I have to express and communicate myself. Variety of communication means, you know, I sing, I write, but I also have to talk. So life goes on, you know. You know, and I am aware that I look at my side of the coin and I'm like, okay, I got a lot of learning in dealing with other people, but I also know that I'm doing very well myself. But there's a lot to learn to be a better person. So the self inventory part of the situation is to look at whatever I need to work on. So I take it one day at a time because I'm a great person. So, you know, bury the hatchet, let go of silly stuff. You know, too short, because we don't know how long I don't know how long I'm gonna live. So I had to be a better person. But as a creator, you see my creative side. I have my own distinct personality. So I feel very, very happy in being that way. So it's peace. Peace to everybody, to those who don't like me on this planet or you know, just let it go. It's not something to fixate on. And usually, especially with someone I don't know personally, you really have to let it go. Misinterpretations or animosity, that includes people around me or, and you know, family or whatever, I realized I had to let it go because I was thinking, I was like, I have to just look at things in a perspective of trying to be positive and do the best I can. So one day at a time. And may you find your happiness and find your peace with anything, any problems you have as well. Again, I'm a musician, artist. Yes, I release over you. I'm over you. But it's more importantly also to express myself and to feel good about myself and to try to go to another level of awareness. So I could be at peace, not just internally, but externally as well. And hopefully you will too. Good day, good night from Dove Night.